Hello again, welcome to Look and See. I'm Gordon Smith, and Look and See is my photo blog on the web, a place where I publish a handful of photographs on a daily basis where those photographs have been taken on that day. And today I've chosen to kill two birds with one stone to post my normal selection of photographs, but also take part in the regular Thursday challenge where a theme is set and I try and take a photograph or one or more photographs to illustrate that theme. And today is Thursday, November the 11th. Doesn't time fly? The website that accompanies this audio is las.new-england.net.au. I'm located near Armidale on the eastern side of Australia in the state of New South Wales, halfway between Sydney and Brisbane. And today's theme, as challenged by the Thursday challenge, is window. I've chosen a handful of photographs. I took them during the day today. And the first one is my window on the world, the right-hand lens of my spectacles. And would you believe it's actually quite difficult to take a photograph through your spectacle lens when you need them to see. But here we have the lens photochromically darkened by the sunlight. It's the early morning walk with the dogs, and this is the road over which we traverse. And I don't usually see any vehicles or other people on this road. It's very quiet. And all we see are sheep and kangaroos, usually, occasionally a fox. Second photograph is of a stained glass window in one of the shopping arcades in town. It has many of the New England themes through it, mostly agricultural, sheep and cattle, etc. Some waterfalls on the bottom left-hand side. It's a very pretty arcade, lots of wooden panels. And that window, large stained glass window at one end. The next photograph of a older style French window, say, with a pretty little balcony outside. I doubt it's very easy to get onto the balcony from the building. It is perhaps more ornamental than anything. And the next photograph is of a retail outlet, the shop window. And as any regular visitor to this photoblog might understand, I'm quite taken with the three-dimensionality of reflections and windows. For example, we have the goods for sale in front, more goods for sale behind the window, and other items not for sale, i.e. vehicles, reflected from across the street. And the next two, the final two photographs at the railway station. I wonder what the functionality of such small windows is, but I guess it's to let an amount of light into the interior. So we have the tall but narrow window into one of the waiting rooms in the station. This station itself is over 100 years old, so it's an older style building, with a seat in front with the station name for passengers to await those trains. Mind you, there is only one a day in each direction. And the final photograph for the day a series of tall and narrow windows on the other side of the railway station. These caught my eye because they reminded me of the slit windows in European castles through which arrows might be shot. I'm sure that style of window might have a name, I just can't think of it. So that's my contribution to the Thursday challenge theme, window. Although perhaps I have windows plural in a few of the photographs. I'm Gordon Smith. You've been listening to my audio commentary to accompany the website, the photoblog Look and See. You can email me at lookandsee@gmail.com. So thanks for stopping by. Thanks for listening to the audio. If you find a moment in the next few days, please think to look back and see what I've taken to photograph. Until then, bye for now.